Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
It's the question that's on everyone's mind. How do you live a good life? Is it about work, health, or relationships? What about happiness, meaning, and money? What really matters? And how can you dramatically improve all of these things? These are the questions we explore every week on the top-ranked podcast, Good Life Project, hosted by award-winning author and perpetual seeker, Jonathan Fields, which also happens to be me. Every week, I sit down with world-renowned researchers, experts, and scions of art and industry on the Good Life Project podcast. This week, in fact, we're sharing a fantastic conversation with the author, Elizabeth Gilbert, about a single practice that changed her life. Listen to the Good Life Project podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to another episode of The Emma Gunn Show. It's a little mini show with a 26 habits update. I'm your host, Emma Gunn Wardner. And in this episode, dear lovely listeners, I have to admit defeat. Or is it failure? After telling you last week that I was easing my way into 26 habits and therefore taking on an easy challenge to give myself a series of wins, thus boosting my confidence and setting me on a course to try things well outside my comfort zone, I thoroughly and absolutely not only fell, but got tangled up in and twatted myself in the face with the first hurdle. Who knew that endeavouring to drink more water would be such a challenge? I even set a structure on it. 600 millilitres when you get up, 600 millilitres when you get home, thinking that if I just had those two simple landmarks in the day that I would nail it. I could have easily fallen into the trap of using this failure, and I'm using air quotes, as a stick to beat myself with. But instead, I've decided I'm going to take it on the chin. If so many of us are always saying, I must, or I should, or I think I really need to drink more water, then isn't that evidence that maybe it's actually a tricky habit to stick to? If it wasn't, then we'd all be doing it and not, you know, talking about it. It's clearly something that's easily forgotten, something we'll do later, or something we don't actually feel a huge benefit from doing. And as we're all living in a time of short-termism, perhaps the fact it isn't instantly restorative, like the phial of elixir in Death Becomes Her, we're a bit indifferent to it. It just got me thinking. So in the last episode, I talked about how it's an aid to digestion. But why drink a pint of water when there are over-the-counter tablets that will relieve a blockage, discomfort, or sensitivity? I explained how it flushes toxins, which can lead to clearer skin. But why carry a bottle of water around with you to achieve a Victoria's Secret's model complexion when an overnight mask or introducing AHAs or BHAs, or retinoids even, will have a far more pleasing and faster-acting effect? It's also proven that because one of the symptoms of dehydration is tiredness, a glass of water can boost your energy levels. But honestly, people, why down a glass of water when you can reach for caffeine in one of its divinely frothy forms to give you an instant hit? I'm determined for there to be a positive takeaway from each 26 habits challenge. And although I have to take responsibility for every morning I've ignored the water bottle I prepped the night before and gone straight to the coffee machine, what I do have to do is cut myself and everyone else some slack and concede that water consumption is actually a pretty hard habit to get into. That's not to say I'm not going to try to drink more water. And I do think the as soon as you wake up and as soon as you get home consumption are strong times to get a decent amount of water in you. So with all my bluster and confidence that this was an easy habit that would set me up for my second win, I'm facing the realization that I've already limited myself to winning at only 25 habits. Now, I could blame the fact I've been felled by a horrid cold and have been feeling well below par, but life gets in the way and people have overcome much bigger challenges. If anyone has any advice about how to drink more water, then do let me know. You can email me at thebeautypodcast@gmail.com or DM me on Instagram or Twitter where I'm at Emma Gunns. And if you want to take the conversation further, why not join the Emma Gunn Show forum on Facebook? It's a closed group and I personally approve all members, and we've been chatting about what habits I should tackle next, how people have been setting and getting on with their own, and a lot more. The link will be in the show notes. So many of you are still getting in touch about my first 26 habits of not buying shop-bought coffee, and this habit really does seem to be one that's stuck for so many people. If you follow me on Instagram, you'll have seen my story where I opened up and used my Stojo collapsible coffee cup for the first time. The link for this is in the show notes, but if you want a portable coffee cup that isn't bulky and also looks good, then this is a great option. And as so many of you said, you like the idea of carrying around a reusable coffee cup but don't like the bulk. Here you go, here's the answer. I've also put a poll on Twitter, I'll pin it so you can find it easily and vote, with some suggestions for what I should tackle next. Sorry, that head cold is really tripping the words as they come out of my mouth. There's daily meditation when I wake up, staying in ketosis and intermittent fasting, plus an other option so you can reply with your suggestions of what you'd like me to tackle. Remember, I want to try and break this down into really simple terms of why certain habits should be broken if you have a specific goal in mind, and why certain habits are worth making and sticking with. I'll consult the best of the best in terms of experts to attack each one, particularly where it's more specific than something like water. But I will be attacking each habit as me, on a budget, with flaws, without help, all under my own steam. So as I've said before, if I succeed, then I'm succeeding on fair terms. And if I fail, I failed on fair, realistic terms too. Thank you so much for listening. If you've enjoyed the show, then please do go over to iTunes and leave a 5-star review and write a little review about what you've enjoyed. And as ever, a reminder that if you want to get in touch, all you have to do is email thebeautypodcast@gmail.com or DM me on Instagram or Twitter, where I'm at Emma Guns. Have an excellent week. I'll be back in a few days with a main show, a fabulous guest, Robin from Man for Himself. We had a right giggle. You should definitely tune in for that on the main show on Sunday. Until then, stay well, and I will see you on the next one.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Late bloomers tend to have more curiosity. They tend to have more resilience.
There's stories and mythology that this country has woven around Black men.
This is the cavalry, right? These are the leaders, the hometown heroes and local leaders. And we are.
It's a survival mechanism to just be like wary of police.
What if everything we've been taught is just all wrong?
What's worth more than this fear right now?
And that rising after failure is part of the glory of being a human being.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.